Critics of the U.S. Department of Agriculture have seized on last month's discovery of mad cow disease in Washington state. The USDA has been front and center in reassuring the public that American beef remains safe. Just this afternoon, the department said it's not necessary to test all cattle for mad cow disease. Food safety advocates say the department isn't being as aggressive as it should be because it's too concerned with the beef industry's bottom line. NPR's Snigdha Prakash reports.
The USDA's role as protector of food safety is on display in supermarkets around the country, plastered on packages of meat and chicken that proclaim USDA inspected and approved. What consumers may not know is that the USDA has two jobs: to protect the safety of the nation's meat and poultry, while also promoting the economic interests of those who produce that food.
I think it's too difficult for them to have both roles.
California Democrat Henry Waxman is the ranking member of the House Committee on Government Reform. He says too often the USDA gives short shrift to public health concerns.
I think they always think that the problem's not going to be all that big a deal, that this issue will go away, that halfway measures are good enough, and that besides someone else will be in charge if there's another outbreak down the road.
The USDA denies there's a conflict between its two roles. Spokeswoman Elisa Harrison says the U.S. has the safest and cheapest food supply in the world. She says the USDA is committed to using sound science to protect American consumers.
It's very clear that public health is the number one priority.
Like many senior officials at the USDA, Spokeswoman Harrison came to the department from the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the main lobby for the cattle industry. The Agriculture Secretary's Chief of Staff and a Deputy Undersecretary at USDA also came from that lobby. Meanwhile, the dairy industry, hog producers, and large agribusiness companies have sent their share of top talent to the USDA as well. Waxman says that revolving door heightens tension at the USDA between promotion and regulation.
I think there's a mindset when you've been in industry to think about how unnecessary regulations are or how minimum the regulations ought to be, when someone more scrupulous in their advocacy for the public would look at more vigorous regulation and enforcement of those regulations.
It doesn't hurt that agribusiness interests also make hefty campaign contributions, some $90 million to Republicans since the year 2000 and $33 million to the Democrats, according to the Center for Responsive Politics. But Chandler Keyes, Vice President of Government Affairs for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, says that money isn't intended to buy influence with Congress or the industry's regulators.
We don't play that game. We play the game with American consumer based on science and we're the most regulated food industry in America today.
When it comes to the U.S.'s response to mad cow disease, here's why food safety advocates would disagree. Before mad cow disease was discovered in Washington state last month, the United States' defense against mad cow consisted of two steps. The first was a ban on imported animals and feed from the United Kingdom and other countries where the disease had been found. The second was a ban on feeding the remains of cattle to other cattle. That was intended to remove the risk of feeding contaminated tissue to cattle, a practice that's known to spread the disease. But Dr. Glenn Morris, a high-ranking USDA official in the Clinton administration, says the USDA knew for years that many farmers ignored the food ban. Yet, he says, the agency took no additional steps to protect American consumers.
There was sort of a false sense of security that this could never happen on this continent. In retrospect, I think there should have been recognition, particularly when one sees the gradual spread of mad cow from the United Kingdom across Europe into parts of Asia, that inevitably we would find an animal in this country that was infected.
Scientists agreed that if an infected animal existed, it would likely be found among cattle that can't stand or walk on their own, so-called downer cattle. And indeed, the infected cow found in Washington state last month was a downer animal. Consumer advocates had argued for years that downers shouldn't be slaughtered for human food. But the beef industry and the USDA opposed the ban. The industry didn't want to take the financial hit, even though downers are a tiny portion of the 35 million cattle that are slaughtered each year. It wasn't until after the infected cow was found that the USDA and the beef industry reversed their positions. One of the USDA's top priorities now is to restore the export market for American beef. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman told Congress last week the USDA started working on that as soon as the mad cow was discovered.
We immediately dispatched a team between Christmas and New Year's to Japan and Korea to let them know exactly what we were doing. We then had a team the following week arrive here from Japan.
And another USDA team was dispatched to Asia last week. One consumer advocate worries that emphasis on promoting the beef trade will lead to a de-emphasis on the search for other cases of mad cow disease in the U.S. Caroline Smith-DeWall is Director of Food Safety at the Center for Science in the Public Interest.
I think if the U.S. could easily find a way to say that this is an isolated problem, they would do that.
DeWall says she's concerned about how the USDA will test those downer cattle where mad cow disease is most likely to be found, now that downer animals aren't going to be slaughtered for human consumption.
It is critical that USDA test the brains from downer cattle that die on the farm, or that they have a surveillance system that covers those animals, because there is no way that the farmers right now would want a cow that truly was exhibiting symptoms of mad cow disease to be found at this point.
Lobbyist Chandler Keyes of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association says it's unlikely that a farmer would hide a sick cow.
All due respect to the consumer groups, at the end of the day, there's two entities going to be held accountable to the American consumer and the global consumer for the safety of beef. It's going to be the government and the industry.
Keyes says both groups are working hard to ensure that American beef is safe. Scientists do agree that the risk of contracting variant CJD from eating American beef continues to be negligible. But as the USDA weighs new steps to protect Americans from mad cow disease, consumer safety advocates and some politicians are renewing calls for an independent food safety agency that isn't asked to regulate the industry. It must also promote. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.